Street paving projects this year could be delayed or even postponed in the largest city in western Massachusetts. The short construction season could get even shorter and travel along some city streets much bumpier, warns Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, if the city council does not vote soon to authorize spending $3.7 million in state funds for local road construction projects.
Sends a bad message to the state saying, well, you guys really don't want the money. And delays hurt because you have to have bidding, construction plans, the whole nine yards. We want to get all this stuff done ASAP this construction season.
After the city council voted to refer acceptance of the state money known as Chapter 90 funds to committee, Sarno issued a statement urging councilors to, quote, come to their senses. He said approval of the annual allocation of state funds for local road work had always been considered routine. City Council President Orlando Ramos said Sarno's demand for immediate approval does not give the council a chance to have any say about which projects the city should undertake.
When you have 13 elected officials who have to answer to the people who elect us, and those folks are complaining to us that their streets need to be paved, then we have to have a seat at the table when it comes to deciding which streets should be paved.
Sarno said the Department of Public Works follows a master plan in prioritizing which streets to repave.
And we try to coordinate with all the utilities and water and sewer services, so it's a coordinated effort. When you have to go in there to do marked improvements, that we all go at the same time to repave the area. So I'm hopeful the council will come back to their senses and get this thing okayed so we can start this repaving ASAP.
One of the projects scheduled for this construction season is the repaving of Eastern Avenue, a major thoroughfare that's been dug up over the last couple of summers for extensive infrastructure work by utility companies. Sarno said the Old Hill Neighborhood Council has been asking when Eastern Avenue will be paved.
And the Neighborhood Council had sent me, you know, Mayor, appreciate you said it was going to get done. When's it going to get done?
MassDOT informed cities and towns in February how much Chapter 90 funds each municipality would receive. But Ramos said the mayor waited until the first week in May to ask the council to accept the funds.
And so there was plenty of time for the DPW or the mayor's office to reach out to the city council and ask for input. But they chose not to do so. And so, you know, when that happens, then you have to expect a delay.
The dust-up over street repaving may reveal a deeper tension between Sarno and the city council. In an interview, the mayor voiced frustration over what he said was the council's recent penchant for, quote, automatically throwing everything into committee.
Some of this is grandstanding, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Recently, requests from Sarno for taxpayers' funds to contribute to a campaign to market the city and to subsidize operations at Union Station were referred by the council to committee. Both requests emerged from committee with positive recommendations. Ramos said the council is doing its due diligence.
Well, the problem is that there hasn't been much communication from the executive branch with the legislative branch. You know, oftentimes they propose things last minute and expect the council to vote on it without any discussion, and that's just not the case.
Sarno estimated the city has received $30 million in state funds over the last decade for local road projects. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.